Reports of serious lead poisoning linked to herbal medicines prompted researchers in Boston to test substances used in an ancient medical system known as Ayurveda. 20% of the herbal products tested contained arsenic, lead, or mercury. A certified herbalist from Heartland, Wisconsin, points out heavy metals are in food, too.
Almost all plant material in this world has some heavy metal contamination to some level. That is well established.
David Bach calls the study an overreaction to a long-known issue, but researcher Dr. Robert Saper says heavy metal levels were so high they could be toxic, even if the herbal medicine was taken as directed according to the label.
Several of the products could result in lead and arsenic intakes of 1,000 to 10,000 times greater than regulatory standards.
The herbal products analyzed came mostly from India, where the practice of Ayurveda originated and where growing conditions may be polluted or manufacturing conditions contaminated. There's also the possibility the heavy metals were intentionally added to conform with ancient formulas. Bach says that's why it's important to have professional oversight of herbal medication and to know whether it comes from suppliers with strict safety standards.
Many of those companies don't sell to the local grocery stores and to the multi-level marketing companies. They sell to practitioners who are aware of the extra steps and precautions that they take.
The United States government considers herbal remedies dietary supplements. It does not require proof they work or are safe. Some suppliers started testing their products after herbalists demanded it. Dr. Saber supports mandatory testing of all dietary supplements. So does Bach, although they disagree on the level of contamination and how widespread it may or may not be. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.